Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Today is going to be from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It's right for me to think about this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, because both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I long for all of you with the compassion of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and with full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thanks. You pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation and the inspiration within all of our hearts and thoughts this day be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. This morning we are starting a new series taking us for the next 9 weeks through the summer. Many Sunday school classes are taking part in this with us. A Life Worth Living is the title of the whole course section. The course itself is a course out of the Alpha series. And it's an extenuation of how each and every one of us continue to grow in our discipleship and in our relationship to God, and what it means to live a life worth living. This morning's particular session has to do with a new heart. Many of the songs we've been singing all morning have to do with opening ourselves up in a new way. The scriptures understand heart as being that which is the whole essence of who we are. Heart, mind, soul, strength, the whole sense of being lies within the heart. So a new heart basically means we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And what does that mean? The question for the day is, are we a new creation born full in its completion? And the question for the day is, no, we're not. Which is the scripture text for the day. It's embedded in the reading that you just heard. It is part of the essence of the letter to the Philippians, which Paul is writing to this church, ancient church in ancient Mesopotamia. This is one of his favorite churches, one he loves deeply. This particular letter is full of the most grace-filled words in the Bible. It bubbles over with joy because Paul loves these people. He happens to be in prison in Ephesus when he writes this letter to them. He's writing a thank you note, really is what it is, because they have sent an emissary over the Aegean Sea where he is in prison with a care package. A package of money and food and goodies to take care of him while he is in prison. And he is so delighted of their response to him that he is sending this message back. And it's full of grace-filled words. many of which are some of the great verses of Scripture. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain, he says. I press on towards the goal of the upward call of God, he says. He says, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of good report, if there's any excellence or virtue, if there is any praise at all, think on these things. It's in this letter which he says, I can do all things with Christ who strengthens me. But for the morning, we're working on this one. I'm very confident of this, Paul writes, that the one who began the good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. I am confident. I know that God is not finished with us yet, but I am very confident that what God starts, God will finish. What God has begun in you and in me, God will finish. I'm confident he will bring to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are not done yet. God takes us where we are, whether we are a brand spanking new Christian or whether we are veterans, seasoned, been at it a long time. God is not done with us yet. God continues to shape and mold as the potter and the potter wheel for us to be more fully understanding of who he is and deepening our relationship with God and with one another. It is a lifelong journey. That's the point of the day. Part of the message this morning is coming from the writings and the work and the inspiration of this particular person. His name is Pierre. He's French. Pierre Tilliard de Chardin. He lived in the 20th century, mainly the early part of the 20th century. You see that he's wearing a collar. He was a Jesuit priest. But he was a very unusual man, and particularly of the clergy, because he was a very renowned scientist. He was a paleontologist. He studied old things. He was very famous because he was part of the team that founded one of the oldest prehistoric relics of humanity in China, known as Peking Man. He did not have any problem reconciling modern science and the depth of his faith, particularly his belief in the ultimate fundamental restoration of all creation in the name of Jesus Christ. That was not a problem. He had not a problem with the whole idea of evolution. And he took Paul's writings in Rome, where it's in Romans, where it says that all of creation is groaning and moaning until its full consummation and completion. God continues to unfold the perfection of his creation, of which you and I are a part. Now, he made the analogy of how this works within you and me, us humans, because he says in the world there are three kinds of human beings. There are those who, if the assignment is to climb a mountain, well, there'll be those who will look at the mountain and say it's futile. Look at the glass and it's half full. No, half empty. That's what I mean. The pessimists, the half empty people, look at the world and they see the world through pessimistic eyes of futility. That it's not worth it. It is why try? They look at the world and they see all the things within it, and they're defeated before they even begin. The pessimists. Then he says there are those that say, okay, let's go. And they pack up and they take off, but they only go a very short way, and they decided to stop and have a picnic. And then they look at the mountain and they say, well, this is good enough. This is a nice view. Let's just stay here. Now, I'm going to call these people, and I'm making this name up, I'm going to call these people the pleasurist. Now, these are basically those folks who have kind of good intentions at first, and they start the journey, but they realize something else has distracted them, something else that seems a little more convenient at the moment, and so they're distracted from the goal, and they're looking for the immediate gratification and the immediate pleasure, and so they're content with the pleasure of the moment, and they lose sight of the goal, and as soon and it's not long before they forget it altogether. The self-indulgent, those that are easily swayed, distracted because of the enticement of the moment. But then there are those who are intentional and who begin the journey slow and steadfast on their way. And these are those who understand that life is a lifelong adventure of self-growth, self-development, self-nurture, and that life is a lifelong learning to discover, to experience. It's God has made us a curious folk that wants to know. And what we ultimately and deeply want to know, because there is this hole in the heart, we want to know God. And God wants us to know Him. And so, slow and sure, we study, we pray, we seek. But we don't do it alone. We won't get there alone. It takes all of us together. Because there is an aspect about God's ultimate creation and the fulfillment of all things is that for God, nothing is complete unless love is there. In order for us to learn how to love, we learn in community. This is the laboratory of God's love. You and I in this place together. Learning what it means to love as God loves us. Each of us are unique. Each of us are different. Each of us have different temperaments and personalities, just like the world. Some of us are a little easier to get along with than others. But here we all are. And God calls us to learn how to love one another. That's part of growing into completion. And the final thing is, it's good that we are involved personally, individually, in our own development, in our own study, and we know that we can't get there alone, that we need to do it together. But the ultimate importance of all of this is where we're headed. The goal and the direction of where we're going. And we are headed for the peak. We are headed ultimately into the presence of Christ Jesus, to the glory of God. Paul says, not that I have already attained it, but I press on. Not looking behind, but looking ahead to the goal of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. God is not done with us yet. God finishes what God starts in you and me. Let us together continue the journey to full completion by the mercy of God.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.